And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Oh, Goopa Goopa. Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Oh, your name's Scott. Scott.
Oh, I'm Scott.
And
I'm Stephen C.
And
I'm John.
There you go. This is the busiest we've ever
conductor.
Been. This is Punky in America. I can't fucking believe it. And you know what? Everything in America is better, isn't it? This
isn't
is the needles,
just,
by the way. This is the needles. Everything. This is the best we're ever going to sound.
I think so.
I am so excited. We are joined by John and Scott from Total Top Nonsense.
What's
a kangaroo
up?
Cot. Saw them last night. Best rhythm section in the world.
Yeah.
Best rhythm section. They are the Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts.
Nice.
Of Chicago.
Chicago.
I brought him from Chicago.
Yeah,
we've got
way,
a word of the week. We've got a word of the week.
Nottingham.
We've got a word of the week.
Have we?
Short snorkeler.
Oh, of course.
You short snorkeler. Oh, I fucking love it here. I'm driving up I-55. I'm just north of Memphis. It's my 18th radio station in about a mile because I'm trying to find something good. And these two blokes come on Total Rock, KW something or other. And one of them just called the other one a short snorkeler.
A short snorkeler.
Short snorkeler.
Right.
You short snorkeler. I don't know whether that means... I was trying to work out when I was talking to the St. Lesbians, right?
Okay.
I said, do you know what a short snorkeler is? And they go, no. I said, I'm trying to work out whether you've ever heard the expression, what it means. And it means so many different things. It could be like... someone like if you want to go down on someone for so long you need a snorkel, that's fair enough, but it could be the kind of sniffing pants thing. Snorkel, you're just sniffing pants, right? There's always it could be the actual
sniffer.
Well, yeah, it could be the snorkel is like the penis.
Yeah,
I mean, it's certainly the same shape as mine, if not the same size. And so
you curve,
you go into the short
it's like an umbrella.
Can you see what I'm doing on the radio?
I use my penis more as a periscope. And go, what's going on, Paul? Hold on, I'll just get hard and let you know what's on over the horizon.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's nice, actually. First song we're playing tonight. So, yeah, John and Scott from Tug Tug Nonsense. Stephen C, who, it turns out, is my stalker.
Yes.
I was finding out last night. He's going, I knew you before you knew me. I know all about you. I know all about you. And I'm very clever and rich, so I can have you shot.
I can have you shot.
I can have you shot. In fact, I can have things done to you. First track. Now, I did plan to have an entire American set list, and I've failed in the first half of the show, and I actually haven't had time to check what songs we're playing.
Okay.
Right, so basically, I'm just winging this, and the songs I say I'm going to play might not be the ones that happened, because we are going to have to sort it out in post.
Do it in post.
We're going to have to do it in post. We're going to have to do it in post. But first up, the Forget-Me-Nots, right? Played them before.
Yeah.
We love them, right? And they were introduced to us by Ems.
Yeah.
What was it? Crazy Ems. What's he doing to me? And you don't know that song, right?
No.
That's the thing. Oh, God. I'm fucked, right? I've had a big week.
Yeah.
I've driven across America.
You have?
Just the easy way.
Yeah.
Well, right. South to north, right?
Yeah, that's easy right. Way. That's right. The easy right way. They were chasing me out of Mississippi.
Not the hard way.
Scott chimes in.
Not the hard way. Well, if you stay in the South too long, you might get the hard way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't know whether it's going to be off a girl or a bloke. They've all got cocks. Right? So, I don't know what fucked me, but it didn't have as many teeth as I was expecting.
The toothbrush was invented. Because if it was here, it'd be the teeth brush.
I know. Do you know what? Right? You told me that. And really? I laughed.
Shut up,
right.
Tony.
This is from an album that I think was inspired by Stephen C's last trip. It's called How to Have Fun in Prison. And
that's out of sight.
We've been threatening to play this song. Now, did I tell you about my little game with myself to increase sperm production?
I've seen that.
No.
Have I told you about this?
But would you have seen that?
Is it called masturbation?
I don't have my,
well,
my,
no.
my sound effects.
No, not exactly right. I was hoping for sound effects as well. No, this is. I was a little bit disappointed by the amount I was discharging. I wanted to increase it, right? And I spoke to a comic who'd had similar problems. He went, zinc tablets and abstinence, right? He said, what you do, you fill yourself full of fucking zinc tablets, don't have a wank for 3 days, then when you do, bang, Mount Vesuvius. Tried it. He's a fucking legend.
Are we really having this conversation?
Yeah, because I've been threatening to play this song for ages. This is the one that we're on. This is the third one we've played from this brilliant album, and it's called Wank Night.
Oh, right, okay.
That's right, it's called Wank Night. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Forget Me Nots MySpace page?
MySpace.com/forgetmenots.
No, it's the Forget Me Nots, isn't
bollocks,
it? 1-0. I thought you were going to beat me 6-0. Whose belch was that, by the way?
It was impressive.
It was fucking great. Look at that. Nice. He hasn't got all the bits, but he's doing the sound effect.
Yeah, yeah.
He's doing the sound effect. So, anyway, this is Wank Night. That was the Forget Me Nots and Wank Night.
Wank Night.
And this, right now, mostly Tony, I say, fuck Tony, can you say something in a minute? I need to get something. Scott, go for it.
Go for what?
Just say something.
Well, the magic is ruined for me. Being here recording the show.
The magic's ruined.
Yeah, the illusion is gone. I'm seeing the the bones, the blood.
You're witnessing
the
fucking
muscle
gold,
tissue.
Mate.
Yeah.
You're witnessing gold.
Well, Paul got to see it. Paulie B got to see it last year when he was
on
our show.
I lived it.
I saw it last week.
Yeah. I had to stand in for Scott because he was so fucking hammered. MySpace, latest comments. Very good way to get in touch is myspace.com/punkyradio. 2,500 characters.
There you go.
On MySpace. We've actually got an extended family network of over 100 million, but there's 2,500 characters. Leave us a good note. This is what the following done. We normally do the top five. I think I've managed to keep it to the top five. Some of these are a bit old because we've been away for a week, but anyway, thank you so much to everyone who gets in touch.
Guys,
I'm making South Park characters of you both. I'm obsessed with them now. Check out the ones on my MySpace. and Aiden are in my picks. I don't know what that means.
No,
do you know what that means?
No.
Nope. No, no idea. I've started with Paul and I'm so proud. Make of that what you will. Tony's going to have two characters. Yeah. Tony and his boyfriend Rick.
Now it comes out. Yeah.
I'm jealous.
There won't be 5 minutes of my life until he gets on that fucking plane that I don't hear about Rick.
Keep watching this space. M's. Fair enough. Tony.
Yes.
As a known smoker, I believe it's non-smoker.
As a known smoker,
it would be a sin to waste them duty-frees when you go to Chicago. So I'll have 400 Marlboro Lights, please, old pal, with no tax and that exchange rate, baby! Should work out about 10p a pack. Fat boy.
Nice.
Fat boy's left there's a photo of him and me that I'm not particularly proud of.
Alright.
And he's put before and after. You decide. Total punky moment. I was taking the red-eye flight to visit friends, so of course I was at the bar until I had to go to the airport. As I'm feeling rather good while going through security, what am I to hear that kills my buzz? James Blunt.
Kimbler.
Over the loudspeakers at the airport. I yelled out, Kinsurf! And made the rest of the bleary-eyed people look at me like I was crazy. This may or may not have led to myself and my possessions being served, but I'm always looking. For a way to keep that bastard.
Always.
Hey, did you see I said that in American?
Bastard.
That bastard. Off speakers everywhere. Lots of love, Rachel.
Hello, Governor. Oh.
Thank you, Rachel.
You lovely fellas.
Hey, mates. How's it going? Just a few little words to say. Your broadcast is always a kicking ass one.
Yes. Oh, a broadcast.
I have a kicking ass broadcast. You could broadcast me kicking ass. Get me on that fucking Lee Singer of yours. And thanks to you, I've heard the word smacktard. Now I'll try to guess shiznits. An absolute performance after knowing that I can't smack the pony. See you around and let's keep rocking the net. Benji. Don't know what you're talking about, Benji, but thanks.
Not a clue.
No. Well. What has been this year's biggest achievement for Punky Radio? Increased number of listeners? Representing Captain Sensible's Blah Party? Winning the Podcast Peer Awards, summer 2007. John, you can only dream. No, I will tell you. Appearing in this week's Bedfordshire on Sunday. That's right.
Did we?
Congratulations, fellas. Paul, I will be asking for your autograph. Next comedy night, you legends. And that's from Eddie Hitler.
Nice.
Yes, we made the Hitching Comet.
Did we?
And Bedfordshire on Sunday.
No doubt.
And they used the photograph of me that I look cool in that I've sent to everyone.
Which one is that?
The one.
Itchy head one.
There's only one of them. The one where I look 25. The one in the leather trousers. Me looking moody.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, Tone, I've done all right out of that picture.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah, and it was in Beds on Sunday, so I expect to get all the ladies of Luton will be after me now. They can't have me. I'm yours, Tone. How's it been, Smacktards? It's been so long since I've listened to Punky. Months, even. How dare I? I think I've been too busy hiding Kimblads in my grandmother's basement, then wailing on them with slabs of wood.
Eh?
I've got a slab of wood. But it's periscope shaped. There's not too much going on in the life of Tarantino. I'm going to have to introduce you to my new friend, Payne.
I ain't getting no flame pool.
I'm planning on getting my first tattoo sometime after my 16th birthday. Oh, fucking hell. Jiggity's 15.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, should we say something right here?
No, I'm just devastated. I'm designing it myself too. When you think about all the things we've said to I'm technically old enough to be a grandfather.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Boring. Oh well.
Cunting bollocks. Aww. See, you can say that word, no trouble. Who'd have thought it?
Yep.
Fuck all.
Next up.
Fuck all.
We haven't got any podcasts, Ali, have we?
No.
We fucked that up. But thank you. Well, we did ask everyone to leave their podcast, Ali.
Yeah.
Me getting shagged by a dog's comments.
Well, log in. We have wireless here.
No, there's fuck all comments about it.
There's about three comments total.
Yeah, and there's nothing about... Because we said don't vote last week.
All right.
No, the dog shagged me.
That killed us.
The dog shagged...
Scott started that shit.
I felt so used. So instead, I'm going to play track two. Right, okay. this is the Concrete Gods, right? You know, I couldn't find their album.
Yeah.
And then I finally found it.
Okay. But are you find all your CDs that you lost?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think I had more than one copy. I managed to lose two copies.
Oh, shit, in hell.
Anyway, this is a nice... It's called Anglo-Centric Generation, and it's kind of... I'd call it traditional mod punk. Okay. Mates with Resistance 77.
Are they?
So I should think Ellis has been in the band at some point.
Probably.
Yeah, right. And really nice guys. Really supportive of the show. Really brilliant.
Yeah.
Album's nice, but I listened through to it in the car, and I picked a track... And I can't remember which one I picked to play, but I know it was in the middle somewhere.
Oh, great.
Right. So anyway, we're going to take a chance on track 5, Local Boy Turns Pro, right?
Okay.
All the bands this week will, of course, be on our MySpace Top Friends. Make sure you check those out. But we might not get them on there until... When's the show going to go up?
Yeah, about Tuesday.
Tuesday. All right. We should have started it out by maybe Tuesday. So yeah, this is Local Boy Turns Pro. What I want to know is, Tone, what is the Concrete Gods MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheConcreteGods.
Do you know, you said that very confidently.
Yeah.
And correctly.
Yes.
Paulie being the internet one.
Ding!
Tony one. This is Local Boy Turns Pro. This is about when you became a prostitute.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Happy days.
The terror cease. A wall of emotion. Too soon, that spell is broken. The hero climbs into his roles. How many saved by rock and roll? Kids and hard men stare at each other. All villains on a Friday night. Drunken cops, fighters and lovers.
Concrete Gods.
Nice.
This is Mustang Lightning.
It is.
Mustang Lightning are the only band that do beds for us that we don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, weird, we should do it? A bed for them, Scott.
You should, then we can get rid of Mustang Lightning. This is fucking great. So you would normally... Oh, have you got a twat?
I don't.
You've got fuck all, haven't you?
My laptop's elsewhere.
Fortunately, I'll just get through our latest Facebook comments and then we'll all have a proper chat. Deal?
Yeah, deal.
Deal, deal.
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 Right on.
Now, I've I've chosen the dark side of the force, haven't I? I've been getting stuck into Facebook.
Yes.
You prefer Facebook.
I like it.
Stephen C, do you Facebook?
Yeah, but not as extensive as you.
You don't do anything as extensively as me except make money. Make money and jet around like it doesn't matter. Showed
people
up.
People could see him now. Look at how sophisticated he looks.
He showed up in a fucking suit, didn't he?
I had to tell him to dress down.
Yeah. Just so we wouldn't feel quite so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. He's a good-looking man as well.
It's making me feel uncomfortable.
I'm not, but I'm tempted. Right?
It's another homoerotic special.
Hey, they all are.
You're homoerotic and I'm special.
Yeah, you're fucking special. I'm so special.
And you got to chalk that up. Another funny one from Tony Hearn.
He's been working on his comedy.
The second in a year.
He's been working on his stand-up comedy.
Sight.
No, you've done very well this year.
Thank you very much.
It feels good.
Of sight.
It's great doing a show like this, isn't it? We've got fuck all to do.
Yeah, to sit back.
Facebook, latest comments.
Fuck all.
These are the comments on the Punky page.
Right.
They're not on my Facebook page. They're not on yours. We would like, if you're on Facebook, I know some of you, you know, you maybe do both. If you're on Facebook, do join the Punky group and leave some comments on there. They're more personal, the comments on there, I think. They're nice. It's different but equal to MySpace, in my opinion, right? Hey, Punky, I've been away for a bit, India to be exact, and I couldn't, while I was there, find an internet cafe or even a phone line. What bit of India was it in? I was in the jungle. Honestly, it was 60 years since partition. Get over it. Anyway, there's a bit of infotainment here.
Nice.
Anyway, I'm still working my way through Punky back issues, and I'm sad to find that you gave into peer pressure and joined Facebook. Congrats on the award and such. Well, back to the show. I can't be bothered to get a life. Much man love, guys. James. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Nice. All right, lads. Been a while, but I'm back. Got 8 episodes to get through, but been quietly sniggering and raising myself all day. By the way, the Puke Tony Mark Owen iTunes review was me. But I've been taking my stupid pills that day and forgot how to type. I need to stop taking those. Anyway, have you two been talking to Paddington Bear and convinced him to sell out too? What's with him advertising Marmite, the corporate fuck pony? That's
is
from
he?
Pocket. Have you seen that?
No.
Paddington sold out. No more Marmalade for that little bear fuck.
He's Marmite now, is he?
He's flogging Marmite, yeah.
I like Marmite.
Do you?
Yes.
Stephen C, how do you feel about Marmite?
Yeah, not for me.
I know, there's no halfway, is there?
No, there is.
It's not. It's true. Scott, do you do Marmite?
What?
He was just kissing his microphone.
See, if he's not talking the whole time.
Oh, my microphone.
He doesn't know what to do.
So he just decided to kiss his mic. Marmite, where'd you stand on it?
I stand for it.
Very good. Obviously, it's food. You love it. Right.
So, right.
Yeah. no, how are you on Marmite?
He was pointing to John, by the way.
I was, yeah. And he's got. You have to eat a lot
what
to get
the fuck is Marmite?
Shoulders that broad.
What's Marmite?
It's my mate Marmite.
Marmite.
Is it? What is Marmite, Stephen C? You're a psychologist.
Some sort of yeast
extract.
Infection that people have on toast. It's yeast infection on toast, basically.
Vegemite?
It's the same sort of deal.
Same thing, yeah.
It's far superior to Vegemite. Yeah. That's the Australian rip-off. And Marmite, of course, is French for thing you make soup in.
Yeah. Are we going to have Marmite
when
we go there?
Are you going to?
Scott, we're going there, right?
I'm going to smear Marmite all over you and lick it off.
Ooh.
That could be a while.
No doubt.
No, you roll me in it.
Oh, yeah.
Slap my thigh right
now.
Oh,
yeah. I'm just going to slap your thighs.
John, you and I will stay with Tony.
You'll be staying with Tony, yeah.
Rick will stay with
Paul. Yes, that's right. That would be great. Then I can smother him in his sleep. Still upset with the Germans, by the way.
Who are?
Still upset with the Germans. Anna M. Oh. Still upset with the Germans. Can't believe... I'll do it as her. I'm still upset with the... I think she's Canardinen.
Okay.
So basically, this is my incredible Canardinen impression. Still upset with the Germans. What's that all about? Can't believe I have to learn about Faust and Hildegard von Bingen. The nun who wrote a book on how orgasms sound. That's the kind of nun I want to hang around with.
How orgasms
Germans,
sound?
Germans, odd folk. She's calling Germans odd folk.
That's
so.
Not nice.
What do you say to that?
The Germans are very nice people.
Es tut mir aber leid. Stephen C, are you fluent in German?
No.
Scott?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Yeah, I do.
Geben Sie mir zwei Golf, bitte. Schnell.
Ein still Wasser, bitte.
Schnell.
You quite clearly.
I'm still Wasser bitter. Bitter.
His German's taken from The Great Escape, mainly. good luck. Thank you.
Bollocks.
Ich liebe dich.
You don't.
Ich liebe dich.
I love you too.
I've been spreading the word of Punky by posting homemade flyers around my university.
Nice.
So hopefully you get a few more listeners latching onto the teats of punk.
The teats of punk.
Always promoting.
Always promoting. Always promoting. Guys.
And she has emailed me the flyer.
Oh, excellent.
And it's brilliant. And I'm going to stick it on our page for other people to download. It's a really cool thing.
Is that Anna?
That's
Anna.
Anna, yeah. It's great. Oh, we've also... Do you know we're now The Simpsons as well? We've got Simpsons characters now as well. Yeah. I haven't shown you. My one's very flattering.
Mine one, not so much.
No. Oh, wow, I'm going to have to mute his mic. Manually.
That was my arse.
Well. And what was that?
I'm not telling.
Armpit. Been watching CNN this week to see if Paul's been arrested for pet molesting.
Not yet.
Sadly, no news yet. John A., a.k.a. Fatboy, he's getting around.
Isn't he, just?
He's social networking like a fucking idiot.
We hadn't heard from him for a while, and then now we can't shut him up.
Well, yeah, but he was like... It's funny, that Elvis is connected in this show.
Oh, well, Pet Elvis?
Because he's mates with Pet Elvis.
Yeah.
And in St. Lesbians, I saw Clownvis.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
More of that later. Right, track three. Okay. Are we all ready for track three?
Yeah.
Scott, do you want to introduce this one?
No.
No, you've got no idea. this is by a band called the Demon Llamas. This isn't usual fare for Punky.
All right.
But I'm playing it anyway. And again, I had a listen through to the CD, and it's this is my mate Colin. I was at school with this bloke.
Nice.
Really cool guy. This guy got me into the fuzz tones.
You went to school?
I went to school. Actually, I went to school about the same time as you, about 8:30, 9:00.
I'm like school on Saturday, no class.
Well, they held you back, didn't they?
Four times.
You're still in fifth grade.
Did you write that?
Your sense of humour is. All right, He started it. The Demon Llamas. Colin was once in a band called The Crystal Trip, who once got to number 9 in the Belgian charts.
Oh, him?
That's right. It's Colin. Oh, and he played on my CD.
Yeah.
He did the leads on my CD, which is still available. Feel free to visit my website, lastminutecomedy.com. If you're in the UK, it works out about £7. If you're in the US, well, $20 would do, but... I'm going home now. You missed your chance. Can't have it. Fuck you. Right.
Quid is slang for pounds.
It is. That's right. And I'm going to quid you.
All right.
Greenback slang for dollars.
Yeah. Balance Silas Greenback. Barely charismatic.
Charismatic.
I'm playing track 6, but quite frankly, it might not be the one I meant.
Okay.
So
brilliant.
This is called 77. Colin's a decent bloke, and when he's not being a fabulous musician. He's an estate agent in Northamptonshire.
Oh.
Yeah. What I want to know is, Tony, what's the Demon Llamas MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Demon Llamas.
I know, it's a bit obvious this week, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's Tony 2, Paulie B in the Internet 1. This is 77.
I was born with a plastic spoon. It was all right. It
That was the Demon Llamas.
Yep.
As I say, not our usual fare.
No,
he's a mate. How can I not?
That's fair.
Very good. If you want to find out more about them, if you're more of an indie kid than a punky kid, then head on over to their MySpace.
Head on over.
Head on over. Tony.
Uncle Polly.
Tony.
Paul.
Have you had a chance while you've been in the States to visit GoDaddy, seeing his American website? I thought you might have just bumped into it.
No.
You haven't done?
No.
Well, I suppose I ought to tell you about them then.
Okay.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and
easy podcasting!
So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. So go to... Oh, I'm sorry, and why is that?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
You sounded like Rick was fucking you then.
So no, I heard jealousy. That. It doesn't sound like that.
No, no. It's like, is it in yet? So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Stefan, are you sponsored by anyone?
Not currently, no.
Not currently?
No.
How about, are you into chocolate?
A little bit.
Well, no, because I finally...
Right.
Got the chance to give Amber the flakes.
You did.
Oh,
after
yeah.
forgetting them.
But she had to come back to your house.
He gave her the flakes for about an hour.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
I've got a picture of it.
She looks lovely. Last year, she looked like a bloke.
Okay.
This year, fucking gorgeous. Loving the hair.
And sporting a punky t-shirt.
And sporting a punky t-shirt.
I thought you were going to say you were sporting something.
No, I should. Yes, well, how strange that she should have been sporting a huge erection also.
Yes. I didn't want to talk about it, but yeah.
Basically, I really loved giving her a flake.
Yes.
That's like a long, thin, crumbly brown thing.
In the shape of a woodpecker.
In the shape of a woodpecker. Hey, Scott, how's your Oliver Postgate impression?
I don't know.
Can you do a bit of bagpuss?
Do I do one?
Do you do a bagpuss? That's wrong, isn't it? Bagpuss.
No. What?
Stefan C, I bet you can do a great bagpuss, can't you? Go on, give it a go, son. Give it a go.
I wouldn't know where to start.
What's a bagpuss?
Bagpuss. Big, fat, furry catpuss. Baggy.
What is it?
And a bit loose at the seams.
Children's program from the 70s.
Emily loved him. Professor Yaffle was just a carved wooden bookend in the shape of a woodpecker.
We got a lot of mileage out of bagpuss.
Well, do you know what? The thing is, so there's some people, Anna M, for example, is one of them, that when we said, right, yeah, we want you to basically do Oliver Postgate impressions for the week,
yeah,
I went on a page one time and it was, the week was over. And she was a carved wooden bookend in the shape of a woodpecker. And I said to her, hey, the week's up. She goes, listen, sunshine, just because you said it's only for a week doesn't mean I have to adhere to that. I want some post-gatory forever.
She's loving
it. All right. Next track. We played these a fortnight ago in exactly the same section.
Well, we're 57 shows, not exactly the right choice. Well, let's say that one on drive. Or rather do it. To fit that bloody bug into the trunk, it's been a drag. Had to get rid of my boots, but I'll do some dirty mag. Disgust, pain, and sin can fight.
That was Hollywood Suicide.
Nice.
Played him a fortnight ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic bit of psychobilly there. And I haven't got to put the CD down. Here we go. Right. This is from the album Murder at the Prom. And last time we played... what did we play last time?
I can't remember.
It was something about a girlfriend dying, wasn't it? There's quite a lot of this album involves girlfriends dying. But that was Surfing Death Valley, I think.
Right.
But obviously, we've had a sort out in post, and I can't remember. There is an instrumental on here. If that was the instrumental, then obviously I played the wrong one. But that was supposed to be Surfing Death Valley, but I will... Look, it's a fucking great album.
Yes.
Right. It's from the album Murder at the Prom. It's available now via their MySpace page. What's the MySpace time?
MySpace.com/... Hollywood Suicide Band?
I think it is, or is it, or Hollywood Suicide? It's not just Hollywood Suicide, is
right,
it? We haven't got the information to hand, but they'll be on our top friends. So
I'm claiming that as a point.
Are you?
Or half point.
It's a half.
Let's split it.
It's a half.
Yeah.
Well, let's get a ruling. Scott, is he getting a point or half point for that?
Full point.
Right, there excellent. You go. Excellent. No hey. Point. Oh.
Style point. Style
nice.
Point.
He gets style points because he's got some lovely new trainers.
They're nice, aren't they?
Lovely new trainers.
Yeah.
And how much did they cost you?
£23.
40 pence?
Yeah.
They're not the generic version, though.
No, these are Converse.
They got the little Chuck Taylor emblem on there.
Quality.
Quality. That's what that means.
Sorry, what Chucks? Does that mean?
That means it's made in the finest sweatshop.
For fuck's sake.
In Taiwan.
Of course that's why they're called fucking Chucks.
All right.
Right.
Dings.
Is that why they call Chuck? No.
Your Tony impression gets
especially
worse.
Especially. So Tony, other than buying the shoes,
okay,
what have you been up to this week? Because normally I ask you, you've got nothing to say.
Right.
But you must have been doing stuff this week.
I've
other than Rick,
I've been leave it alone.
I can't.
I've been seen Chicago, really, and getting used to being in America. It's all a bit different.
It is. Everything's bigger.
Everything's bigger and taller and,
and wider.
And stuff.
And
tell
faster.
About ordering your first large drink.
Oh, yeah. I had a smoothie in Park Ridge, and it says, do you want a large one? Yeah, I can have a large one. And it's the size of a bucket.
Do you want large?
It's huge.
Do you want house size?
Yeah.
You could flood part of England with one of the drinks you get there, couldn't you?
Yeah, it's been nice.
It's great.
And I finally had Taco Bell.
Finally.
It's great.
No, we had a bit of an incident about that, didn't we? I've got to go to Taco Bell with my boyfriend, Rick. We've got to leave. We've got to leave this brilliant downtown
area.
He's
passing out in the back seat.
I'm so finished. I hadn't eaten all day.
Fair point.
It took me straight drinking.
It is a fair point.
And if I don't eat and drink, I get ill.
But you get angry, don't you?
I do get angry, yeah.
I have to eat!
All right, Tony, what's your levels? So, and what else did you do?
I've been to see Chicago, really. So I took the architectural tour in Chicago on the boat, which was really nice. And
right, so that's
the history of the building.
Where did you pick up the boat from?
Navy Pier.
Yeah.
From Navy Pier, and which was about a 40-minute walk. I went to catch the bus, but there was no bus.
No, you're on the lake at that point. You can't catch a bus on the lake.
Well, you actually get on it. You don't catch it.
Oh, okay. Oh, let's see.
Yeah, that's right, because I've got on herpes. No, even they're massive over here. One was the size of a dog. Get off me. so you did the architectural tour. What do you think of the Chicago skyline, by the way?
Really nice.
Fucking great, isn't
it? Good view from Navy Pier.
It's up there with Mansfield.
It's almost
it? Is that the
Mansfield?
Yeah.
We had a couple of band practices this week with the Kangaroo Court.
And what was the point of that, by the way? Because when the gig came around, you didn't fucking play.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I'm angry, aren't I?
You are angry.
Yeah, you are.
You are angry.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it. So the band practices went well. And honestly, this studio is brilliant.
It's great, isn't it?
It's a great place to be. In fact, you did have the option to sleep here, didn't you?
Yes.
It's a little messy.
They said, basically, I believe... You called it the delightful American expression. You can use it as a stabbing cabin.
Stabbing cabin.
But, and that's correct. Precisely why he didn't stay.
Well, of course,
yeah,
because his girlfriend, Rick, would have been really upset about it. But you chose not to stay here, but to stay with... Yeah. Rick's a lovely guy.
And they chipped in really well this week.
The night that we went there, he just set fire to his garden for us. It was brilliant.
Yeah, nice to have fire.
What a lovely thing
to do. We had the fighting cock bourbon.
He said, "Fight." Yeah, well, I bet you've been fighting cocks all week, haven't you? I bet you've been fighting them off.
Well, kissing.
On Wednesday, went to see one of Rick's friends' bands play in his basement, and he had an 8-year-old bottle of Fighting Cock. It had cobwebs on it.
Hold on, the band were playing in his basement?
In Tony's basement.
In whose basement?
In the guy's basement, whose band it was.
It was another band.
Another band.
But I thought you went, this isn't the Spasmatics.
No,
right. That's another night.
Oh, God, yeah.
Big pardon.
And they're just like a local band. They play 60s covers.
Right.
And they've got a bar.
Blimey, that's lots of covers.
Yeah. And the Fighting Cock came out with cobwebs on it.
And then the Fighting Cock came out. It was like, Periscope.
What?
You've done that in the wrong place. Work on your timing.
Right. I saw the Spasmatics, I think it was Thursday, who are an 80s cover band.
Right.
Or they all dress as geeks, but they're all actually really good.
Did they invite you on stage? You should have fitted right in.
Exactly. Thanks. They did have the same shoes as me.
No, I've got new trainers now.
Same shoes minus the neck brace.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, minus the neck brace, did you do a little sex week? Are they all doing that? Are they doing the Avid Marin thing?
Very similar. Yeah.
Right.
And then we went to Cheeseburger in Paradise one night with John. Had some frozen margaritas.
If I'm not mistaken, you went to one of the best hamburger places on the planet and didn't eat.
Yes.
Yeah, you just got fucking leathered.
Yeah.
There's him going, well, if I don't eat, I'll get really angry.
I'd already eaten.
But when... Fair enough. I have to say, their crab cakes are spectacular.
I had the mini cheeseburgers when we went yesterday. They were really nice.
I've really enjoyed...
With the sweet potato
getting
chips.
...getting crabs in Chicago.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's my week, really. Yeah.
What a great week. And then last night, terrific watching the band.
The great band.
Oh, and we had some issues.
Thank you very much,
Stephanie, for bailing us out, because we had issues with the money.
They said, look, we're
not allowed to run. Well, the first waitress let us open a tab.
Yeah.
And she was fucking great. And she just did giving us drinks. She said, look, don't worry, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Let's just sort it out at the end. Then this other waitress comes over and we get a round of drinks off her. She comes back and said that'll be £12.50, which is about £1.
Yeah.
Right. And then which is a quid. Right. And then we went, No, we've got a tab going on. She went, you can't have a tab. So you maybe ought to tell the other fella, because we have got one. Anyway, this went on for quite a while, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it was eventually decided that she could just fuck off and give us drinks.
Basically.
Yeah. Right.
Which worked. And then at the end of the night, we both got our credit cards out at the same time, but couldn't see them. And I think we were just waving them at people. And then Steph piles in, gets out. He's like, well, basically, he's got a wallet assistant. This guy that just carries his wallet around because it's so massive. And he said, can you just open that up and get the right amount of small change for these guys? And he opens it up and there's like gold bars and guineas and diamonds falling out of it. And then he just lifts up one note. He goes, yes, that's right. This is the world famous badly made $100 bill with the wrong president on it. That's worth millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, about a fiver.
Yeah.
And hands it over to them, and they just look at it and it's glowing. It's like this magic note. And they said, Stephan C, thank you, but you can have that back. We're too scared to keep hold of the amount of money you've got. And it was brilliant. We all walked out, didn't buy them. I think you guys have got a bit of a bill next time you go up there. But
and well, what about Tony paying for
I took a photo.
That's outrageous.
Tony,
his wallet
paid for dinner. Yeah. Yeah, it was like...
You had to pry it open with a crowbar.
I've never seen a fossilized moth. And it was...
How rude!
It hadn't been fossilized in amber. It had been fossilized in his tears the last time he had to pay for something. Just this little moth going, what did I do?
Stay out of my home.
We've got a photo of that, and it's going on the website. And he was fine with it. He said, don't worry. I'll pay for this. It's on me. It's fine. And then we said, don't forget the tip, Tony. He goes, tip?
Right.
And then I just said to you, it's about 30%. It's about 30%. And he's going, yeah, it's about 30. And then you know what? And he goes, no, it's 15 to 18. He goes, $18?
Yeah, he's just
right. No, it's like 18% of 50 bucks. He's going, oh, what's that? I went, you're a fucking mathematician.
I can't do simple math. I was hungover.
I haven't got a calculator. So, but then...
I need an abacus.
But you did sort that out, and absolutely fair play to you. Stefan, we'll come on to what you've been doing over here, because it's been intelligent and proper. It involved a suit.
It involved a suit.
Must have been good. I've brought loads of clothes over here. I've just been in this fucking shit. I stink.
Yeah.
What's that noise?
I don't know.
Oh, is that my bed? No. Oh, that's a bad noise. Right, anyway, it's time for track five. I haven't even got... I think I'm going to have to do most of my US trip next week.
Okay.
Because I need to plan it out, because there's some Cemetery Surfers stuff that I want to talk about. And this is Bitch Slap Barbie. They're from St. Lesbian. Okay. And St. Louis. They all sound like... Everyone in St. Louis sounds like Doris Day.
Okay.
Doing Calamity Jane. Not actually doing it, but... Bring them all the way from Chicago. What the fuck's going on here? Like, Bitch Slap Barbie are a fucking brilliant band. They did a gig for me in their basement.
Oh, nice.
They just said, we're going to do a gig for you. And it was a bit weird, because I went there and stood there with a beer and that.
Yeah.
And a big fat one on. And, yeah, they did four songs. They really fucking rocked it out in this basement.
Oh,
and I was just thinking, that was brilliant. Thank you, sir. Anyway, I said that I'd play them, because we've been trying to play them, and again, I couldn't find their CD. They've given me three CDs. I'm going to be giving away two.
Okay.
I'll do that on next week's show, because I've recorded an interview with them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You have been busy.
I have been busy, honestly. I've been always working.
Always working.
Right, so basically, what is Bitch Slap Barbie's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BitchSlapBarbie.
And this is Pins and Needles.
Yeah. One more time, baby.
Bitch Slap Barbie. We've got some kind of issue, but I wonder if we can only hear it. That's out on air. There's me going, best produced show ever. You've let me down. It's no wonder you didn't win that thing last year, I tell you. Bitch Slap Barbie, great band, and they gig around St. Louis quite a lot. And I think I'm going to have to talk about my trip next week.
All right,
basically,
okay.
But I've had a fucking brilliant time. I really have. I'd like to thank everyone in America. I'll bar that one fella. For helping me have such a wonderful time. I really have loved it.
No
doubt. So what have you been doing, Stephens? A business trip, yeah?
Yeah, it's just a business trip. I came in through New York Tuesday night and had three really busy days and was looking forward to Friday.
There you
really.
Go, I've had three really busy days.
Very busy days.
I can remember you telling me a little bit about your busy days last night, actually.
Can you?
Yeah, but I can't remember what you said. I can just remember you telling me about them.
I can't remember either.
What was the business trip to New York? Do you want to talk about it, or would you rather not?
No, I mean, I tend to work with people in the medical profession.
Right.
And I try and give them advice.
Was it all to do with psychology in that?
It's a little bit to do with psychology.
And all that.
And all that.
Yeah. Because you've got a PhD.
I have got a PhD.
A pretty hard degree. and what's that in? Is that in psychology?
Yeah, it's in psychometrics.
Psychometrics. They don't have psychometrics over here. They still have the imperial system. They have psycho pounds. Wow, I want psycho pounds. You've got psycho pounds. They're massive psycho pounds. I was like, let me just pay with this psycho pound. Right, so you psychometrics.
Yeah.
Right, you've got 30 seconds. What's the difference between psychology and psychometrics?
Oh, it's just really, it's the difference between trying to work out what people are thinking and trying to measure it. Here, so putting numbers to...
Thoughts.
To things, yeah, and really applying it to sort of medicine and our people. It gets a little bit...
May I have an example?
Go on. Have an example?
Yeah.
Say you want to treat someone and you want to work out whether the treatment's working.
Yeah.
You can apply psychometrics to the way you measure, you know, the impact of a treatment.
This sounds like a load of old bollocks to me.
Well,
you just work out whether they're getting better or not, don't you?
Yep. Well, so...
And you got a PhD for that, and you get paid psycho pounds. I could do that. I could get psycho pounds.
Well, you should have a go.
You short snorkeler. All right, so basically, it's psychometrics is a measurement of medical recovery.
Yeah,
it's just using
mathematical models to try and...
Oh, mathematical models, Tony. Did that get you excited?
It does, actually, yeah.
I'm going to have to try and justify this now.
Birdie do sums.
So it doesn't sound...
I love mathematical models. Birdie do sums.
The lovely figure.
So, all right. So you've flown all the way to New York.
Yeah,
Is this because Americans aren't quite as clever as us?
No, I just think they believe the bluff and got me over it. So they just
love your accent, yeah. Don't they? That's it. We don't want you to talk any psychometrics. We just want you over here because we love your accent.
Just keep talking. So that was it. And it was three very busy days, and it was great to fly out here on Friday night. I was stuck in the tarmac in LaGuardia for an hour and a half, which was a bit of a nightmare. But once I got past that, it was great.
And we great night last night. You were fortunate you bumped into some English people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a good night. And
actually, I could have sworn he was chatting up Amberance.
Probably, yeah.
Probably. I wouldn't blame him. He's just going, hey there, do you know how many psycho pounds I've got?
Yeah.
And nice. Were you afraid of... You've been to Scots before, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I was here about a year ago, just over a year ago, so I knew what to expect this time. The first time...
Well, the massive dog.
The huge dog, yeah.
Demps, do you mind if I give out your dog's name on air?
No, go ahead. Don't give out his last name. That's fine.
I won't. Yeah, well, Dempsey is one hell of a fucking dog. This is all very crackly, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's getting worse.
It is getting worse.
Okay.
But it's a bit nice, because it sounds like... That sounded a little bit better than whatever you did. It's a bit like we're now making it at the best studio in the world by the sea. That's right, just kick it.
I don't know what the fuck's wrong with it.
Hit him with a hammer.
There's a fucker with a PhD in psychometrics over there, and you're just kicking a studio. Scott.
Yes.
What have you been doing this week?
I've been having a great time, and you know, the one thing about Punky, you guys always talk about uniting fans and bands across the lands. Yeah. But you guys actually live it, man. You live it.
You live it.
Yeah. You come over here, you get up on stage, albeit a little bit late, you know.
Fucked. a little bit fucked.
We just jam out some punk tunes, and it's a great time. Loved it.
I'm not joking, you're one of the most impressive bass players I've ever seen. I'm saying seen rather than heard. You cut a menacing figure on that bass. And me and John were talking last night saying, oh, Scott wants to play guitar, really. Oh, there you go.
Hey!
He was saying that Scott would rather play guitar, but I think you're born to play bass.
Well, I am much more confident with the instrument now,
right.
Polly B.
Right.
It's been about 3 years.
Because the thing is, I've never seen a bass look so small. That's the thing. It looked like it was...
He's a monster, isn't
it
he?
Like it was,
as a specimen, like, I'm intimidated.
He's cut to shreds.
It looked like he was playing a violin. Slapping and...
What's ukulele.
That? What's that? It's just slap violin. That reminds me. I am just going to tell you one little thing about when I was in St. Lesbians. When one of the girls that I met there was in a band called the Mississippi Hippie Killers.
Right.
And she was going... We're watching this fucking country and western karaoke thing. And someone gets up and does this hugely annoying country tune. And obviously, two nations separated by a common language.
Yeah.
What she wanted to say was, ah, this is the kind of thing that I would often play violin to.
Right.
And she just went on there, and I said, she said, oh, I said, what do you think of this song? She said, oh, I used to fiddle to stuff like this. I went, really? And she went, I just had a vision of someone putting on any fucking country western song, and they're just going, fucking hell, this is good. Excuse me. Now,
that's so wrong.
Was there something else that I needed to do this week? Was there anything? Oh shit, yeah.
What?
Completely changed the subject. We, by the time you hear this, we'll have flown home.
Yes.
So right. Hopefully we made it in one piece.
We're flying a few hours. Don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
No, tone.
It's fine, man.
Tone.
You crashed on the takeoffs and the landings. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Two words, final destination. All right,
oh, man. That's not even funny.
No, right. The thing is, though, you're flying with me. As Steph, you fly often.
Yeah, pretty.
Do you get a little bit more concerned every time? Because I think, I reckon I'm only half a dozen flights away from being a statistic, right?
That's funny. I was thinking about that.
It narrows it down.
Sure
you think
does.
The more and more you go, the more likely it's going to, don't worry, Tony, it'll be fine.
So it's only the second time.
The more and more you fly, the more likely it is. And I've got now, I'm happy on the takeoff, I'm happy in the air. Landing does me every fucking time.
Yeah.
And I've been doing some internal flying.
Why do they call it in the event of a water landing?
Because it's a fucking event. Have you seen one? They look brilliant. I've got the popcorn out for that one. Look at that. Hey, water landing.
But how do you land on the water?
Do you know?
You just crash in the event of a water crash. They should say, call
this
it.
Is this psychometrics?
No.
It's a good point. But I suppose, well, it shouldn't be called a water...
You wouldn't have much trouble measuring my brain.
I think it is psychometrics because Paulie B is stating that he's fucking with Tony Hearn's odds because he's such a seasoned traveler.
Yeah. Ah, right.
Dragging Tony down.
And look, Psycho Pounds didn't think of that.
I didn't.
Psycho Pounds.
Psycho Quid.
I'm sorry, Psycho Quid. That's right, I've got to do Psycho Quid. And that's how we come up with phrases on this show.
Nice.
My genius.
Oh, please.
Well, I think we ought to play the... What I want to say. Oh, I'm going to play something else here. Keep this going. Where's a fucking... Here we go. Oh, this is going to be weird.
Spit it out!
Yeah, I'm looking for something. I really am looking for something. Microscope, right?
Always looking.
I've not told you about the gigs I've got this weekend.
Okay.
That's what I mean. We're getting off the US now. This weekend, Friday, Saturday night, at the Woodside Theatre in Hitchin, and then Lecture Arts Centre on Saturday. We've got Scott Capuro and Nick Wilty. Scott Capuro was, he was the left-hand head of the alien monster commentator in The Phantom Menace.
The pod race thing.
Hey, we podcast. He pod races.
Hey!
You don't podcast, you webcast, don't you? Because you're just trying to be clever. Right, he's on, and Nick Wilty's on. And Nick Wilty's got some fantastic lines, some of which he's dropped, which I can do. Now, one of which is, I flew to Australia and I met a guy at the airport called Dave. It wasn't a casual thing, we had arranged it. But yeah, they're on Friday and Saturday. More information at lastminutecomedy.com. I think they're the only two gigs I've got this week. What have you got?
Sunday night at the Town Mill in Mansfield, my band Alcohol are playing at the Battle of Bands.
Oh, you've entered again?
Yeah, we can't stop it. it's the Mill's fifth year. So they asked all the local bands.
They've got all the old crap bands from...
Yeah, like us.
Well, no.
We're Alcohol out again.
Well, no, but we know why, don't we? It's because... They tried to get rid of nearly all the local bands last year.
Yeah, last year.
And then nobody came.
No. So this year they've got one local band in every heat again.
Right, which will be great because it just means it'll fill it up and it's a great place to go and watch it as well.
It'll be great because I can wear my new T-shirt.
I'm sorry, you didn't say that very well.
I can wear my new T-shirt.
Well done, that's much better. You. Which new T-shirt is that, Tug?
I wore last night at the gig.
Lights up. They've got flashy T-shirts
in
America.
It's fantastic.
They've got lights in that.
Yeah.
No roundabouts.
Scott got it for him.
Yeah, it's wicked. Yeah.
Thank you, John.
You're a lovely fella.
Because Tony wasn't going to mention that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like it just fell into his lap
no,
or something.
We should just say. we have been wonderfully looked after.
Yeah, you guys, thank you.
I've nearly been killed by booze.
Yeah.
It's been brilliant. I've had such a good time. And thank you guys. I'm sorry we haven't. Can we just talk about TTN for a minute?
Sure.
You might as well do a live ad for yourselves.
All right.
I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
From Total Talk Nonsense.
They did that. That's a live stinger.
It is.
How did the show start? How did you come to start the show?
Actually, the show was going to be just us recording band practice, just running through songs, and we always chit-chat between songs. But Rick didn't seem too interested, so John and I just took it from there. And it evolved.
Read an article about podcasting.
Right.
Hey, maybe this, because we were going to do a live stream of band practices, and we found out it costs like a bazillion dollars.
And hardly anyone listens
right.
to the live stream,
right.
do they? You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, then Scott forwarded me an article about the podcasting, and we just did one. And listened to it and said, this is fucking great, man. Satellite's going to pick us up. Going to make $100,000 each a week.
I
We're
never
make
said that.
Psycho quid.
No, I would never I sell out. I would never jump the shark.
Jesus.
Oh, we would.
Punky.
We would.
Yeah,
no,
we would.
No shame there, mate. I'd rather get paid. Fuck
fucking sell out.
You just hand me the corporate cock. I'll suck it.
I wish someone to sort out a picture of me sucking a cock.
Oh, now someone's going to do it. That's the thing. We'll have a list the next week. I'll get an email. But actually, if you would like to make a photograph of me sucking a big corporate cock, why not email it? PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Paulie B sucking a big corporate cock. And I'll put it on the website if necessary.
I might just do that.
Of course you will. Well, actually, what? Oh, no. It's way, way too late for that. Doesn't matter what I was going to say. Jeff Ugly Shoes. Yeah. I have a lot of information about next week.
Okay.
Basically, the gig I was supposed to do in the Princess Theatre in Mississippi didn't happen.
Right.
But I'll tell you about it next week. I'll tell you all about it next week. Thank you both so... Thank you, everybody. Stephen C, thank you very much. He's just taking a photo. Listen, man. Shout. Shout. Oh, go on. Get back in the way.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
And have a safe...
Anytime.
Have a safe journey home. This door's locked. Your flight departs in 2.5 hours. good luck. John and Scott, I'd like to say on behalf of me and Tone, just thank you so much once again for looking after me.
Oh, you're welcome.
And looking after Tone. And I know that you're already talking about coming back next year.
Yeah, bringing the lovely Stephanie down.
Yeah, I'm sick of you fuckers. No way I'm coming back.
Did you have to shit the sheets, though?
Did I have to shit the sheets?
I
didn't have to eat them, but then it was going to happen. You short snorkeler.
My poor wife.
Your house is wonderful. Or was.
Oh, yeah, was.
Before I
the one
it
room.
Up. Before I pooed it up. Yeah. I didn't shit the bed, did I?
No. I don't know. I haven't looked
well,
at
I've
it.
I've got no fucking idea. I might have done. I mean, I was quite pleased. It was very nice of her last night to come in and shut the blinds. Because I didn't have my window shades
That's
completely
down.
That's
not all she did.
Isn't it? Well, I don't know what else. She might have come in and put one of your poos next to me just to freak me out.
We'll send you the photos when we get them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put them on the MySpace page. Fuck it. Yeah, lovely house. Brilliant.
Yes.
And you're so lucky over here.
Scott has a lovely house, too.
Well, I'm getting around with Scott as well.
Yeah,
and he's a bit better than you because he built it.
It's like a museum.
Is it?
Sort of. Yeah.
I thought it was just a big, happy house.
Yeah,
but,
I guess.
And I know we don't talk families, but you've both got wonderful children. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm starting to well up.
Oh, guys.
I'm starting to well up. Stefan, have you got any kids?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Is it going to happen in the next hour?
You know what?
Is this why you're on the 4 o'clock?
You can pick them up on the way home.
I've got to get out of the country.
I have a few in my bag.
It's been a busy week.
That was the 3 busy days in New York, wasn't it? Spreading your seed.
He said,
I knew all about the zinc tablets, Paul. I've been saving up. I just basically spunked all over New York.
Spreading his mayonnaise.
His mayonnaise. His chef's special mayonnaise.
That's right.
His goop. His gunk.
His goop. I need my sound effects. I don't know what to do.
His baby gravy.
Waka, 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 waka.
Well, it's a pleasure having you guys here, and
Thank
we look
so
forward
much.
To you guys coming back. And we also look forward to heading over to the UK.
Yeah.
Right on, John.
We won't bring Rick.
We won't?
You've got to bring
no,
Rick.
No, they won't let him play.
No, no. No, you have to bring Rick. No, because me and Rick, I don't know whether Tony knows this, but me and Rick are having a weekend in Amsterdam.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. He didn't tell us about that.
The lady is just protesting too much. I love the guy.
Yeah. No, Rick's been really nice to me. He's put me up all week on his house and everything. He's a great guy.
Rick's yeah, I tried to entice Tony with big screen TV. Yeah.
Wi-Fi.
Videos, Wi-Fi. Yeah. No, I kind of like it at Rick's.
Yeah,
I think the kids are taking a liking to me.
Yeah, but you did say you'd spread your hole for him.
Right? Oh, my God.
You say, hey, Tony, you come and stay at mine. We can do brown eyes.
Oh, your sphincter's winking.
Hey, right, you're sure.
Stop it. Stop it.
Rusty Sheriff's
Badge.
It's wrong. Last track. Speaking of Rusty Sheriff's Badge, last track, Cemetery Surfers.
Excellent.
This, right, if I've got this right, this hopefully is Morgana. This is from a limited edition, only 50 copies made.
Nice.
Live recording, live in the Princess Theatre, which I had the pleasure to walk around, and is haunted, and I got a bit freaked out. It all got a bit psychometrics on me. Right? Well, just psycho, actually. And this is from a limited edition, 9-track, live recording. Tone, what I want to know is, what is the MySpace page of the Cemetery Surfers?
MySpace.com/TheCemeterySurfers.
Yeah, probably. You've won anyway. They're on our top friends.
Ding.
And this is the title track of the CD. This is Morgana. Well,
bunch of cunts.
What a show it's been.
Well, yes.
Not the usual fare. Do you know, mostly when we get to this bit, I'm like, great, I can go.
Yeah.
But it's quite poignant.
Yeah.
It's actually quite sad.
Oh, boog!
Oi, wait your turn. Right?
Yeah.
I suppose every time I leave the States, I just think, I'm going back to England and everyone's in your face and all that rush and there's too much traffic.
What?
And there's all that. There's all
they
that
do all right?
No.
Oh.
There's all that smog and everything costs psycho pounds.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Quid.
Quid.
I have such a good time here. I am. I'm genuinely. Like, I bet you hate
How
going.
Do you remember?
No, I agree. I love being here and I always always miss it when I go.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Let's just be back. Let's just get some American birds. That would seem sensible, wouldn't it?
Way to do it.
Yeah,
you're not taking our eagle.
No. I don't. I don't want your eagle. I want your missus.
She doesn't live with me, though.
What?
What does that mean? Excellent.
Me.
If I'd known that, I'd have gone around hers. next week's Punky will be back to
normal,
back to abnormal. Thank you all so much for listening. How much time we got here? Do you want to say goodbye, chaps? In turn,
goodbye, chaps.
Hello, governor.
No, that's hello.
I'm John,
and I'm Scott,
and I'm Stephen C.
I'm Tony. Still, hello.
It's all right. I've realised we've got another 45
seconds.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us on the show.
I'm sorry we didn't get time for Phil. I was hoping to get a bit of Phil, but we didn't really get time to arrange anything properly.
You guys didn't even meet Phil.
No.
How could you get a word in edgewise? Poor Tony.
Oh, I'd give it a fucking go.
Poor Tony.
I heard about the... Do listen to Total Talk Nonsense, by the way. Website, totaltalknonsense.com.
.com.
Yeah, I was on it.
And you can find it iTunes, yeah?
Yeah,
you
find it iTunes.
Say goodbye, everybody.
Our side of the story.
Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Apu! Apu!
Apparently, you know, they don't like that word.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who doesn't?
Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com. The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.